Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast.
All right, guys, you ready for your first EDM festival?
Let's go!
My first EDM festival. Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds! My name is Steve, a.k.a. Watch the Heathen. Here's my boy, Chad. Yo, what's up? We got some new friends up in here.
Thank you to our supporters. Please like, comment, share, and
yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neebs, aka Watch with Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host Jeff, aka DJ Body Glitter.
Oh no. Oh yeah. No.
DJ Body Glitter.
Okay. Body glitter. Now it sounds way better because I'm just like, oh no, body glitter sounds horrible. I don't like it.
Oh yeah, it you'll, like know, why. You'll time, know why.
So.
You'll know.
That works. Cool.
Oh man, listen, this was an episode to end all episodes. We're a little later than we normally do because we had to do Mandalorian and The Bachelor back to back because we have to do two episodes, man. They have two episodes this week. So it's a lot to get through. So let's get cranking, man. Also, we have April here. April, welcome back.
Welcome back.
You look great.
Thank you.
Are you fully recovered? Man, we were praying for you and sending you good vibes.
Thank you so much for doing that. For the most part, we're doing okay. A lot of mental stuff right now. I have a sore back, but physiotherapy has been amazing. And my husband is also recovering from cracked ribs, so. But
oh,
we're
no.
here.
That's the worst. The you can't man. Even laugh.
I know.
You can't laugh.
What was funny is that I was watching Temptation Island, and I'm like, oh, but now that you're stuck in bed, I can make you watch The Bachelor. He's like, no. No. Fine.
Poor guy. Oh my god, that's so funny. All right, let's get into this episode. All right, because there's a lot. There's two episodes that we got to go through. There's the hometowns, and then there's the women tell all. So we'll go through them both. Jeff, you're in for it, man. You're in for it today. All right.
Am I going to be like not depressed, or am I going to be depressed?
I think it has a happy ending. There's a happy ending. So we're gonna leave happy. We're all going to leave happy.
Okay, good. Good enough.
Yeah. All right. Yay. So, as always, they start off with the shower scene. Really awkward, long shower scene.
Naturally.
Yep, as always. They recap all the girls, and then they go into Gabby's hometown date. So Gabby's hometown date, she takes him maple testing or maple syrup making. So, like, you know, you go into a tree, and you make, like, a little hole in the tree, and then maple syrup comes out. And then they were doing a lot of – they couldn't figure out how to get the syrup to come out. So they were fingering the tree. They were like, oh, look, it's – getting wet in here and it's sticky and lots of innuendos about maple syrup, and they knew what they were doing. It was really awkward. But if you didn't know, you would be like, what are they talking about?
Neebs, I think everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
I think even the kids watching the show probably know.
Honestly, I feel like that part may have actually been scripted because Zach's not that funny.
I believe that.
Yeah. All right. And then basically what she does is she has him test out a bunch of maple syrup and pick which one is his favorite. And guess which one he picked?
The most boring one.
He picked the one that was fake maple syrup. It was it was high fructose corn syrup. It had no actual maple syrup in it.
That tracks. I'm like, yep.
He's got the palate of a 5-year-old.
I like this. More. This is sweet.
April, what were your thoughts about Gabby's date?
So what was so funny is that my computer and internet was lagging so bad at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
So I finally got the sound. And of course, they're like, oh, let's stick our finger in it. I'm like, what are they doing? So I just waited, twiddled my thumbs, and then the picture finally came on. Like, okay, thank you, Canadian internet. Thank you. I needed that.
I feel like that is a, you know, the whole thing with like sticking the finger in the tree and all that stuff. That might be a preview of Fantasy Suites. He says there's no sex week, but it could be other things. You can do other things. Right. All right. So, yeah. So basically, Gabby has a pretty decent day. They do these innuendos, whatnot. And then they go and meet Gabby's parents. April, what were your thoughts about Gabby's hometown date? Like with her parents?
So I really like her dad. I love how the dad was more of the romantic while the mom was more practical. Normally, it's always the opposite where the mom is the romantic.
Right.
Very also, true. I believe that Gabby's brother is Bill Hader in a bald cap.
I totally what? I totally see that. Oh my god, that was funny.
I'm dead.
At the end of this episode, basically Gabby is freaking out a little bit because she's like, it's going to be a week till I see you. I don't know. And she starts freaking herself out, starts crying. And then Zach was like, just trust it. Just trust me. Just trust me. Kind of felt like he was saying, hey, you're going to win. Just hang in there. Which like was really surprising because I didn't think that he would be her pick, but she might be. She might be. I don't know. What were your thoughts about that? Well, we don't know yet. There's one more episode next week.
Oh, there is? Oh, I thought this was the finale.
No, not the finale. Never. Women Tell All in Hometown.
Ah, okay.
So it came out last week that Gabby has ADHD, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so essentially, like, people with neurodiverse tendencies, they may need a lot of reassurance because, especially in romantic relationships, because the message that we often receive is that we're too much because of our hyperactivity and just bubbly and happy and very impulsive all the time, or at least frequently. So I think that's where her needing for reassurance was coming from. And I'm scared for her because I think he's going to pick Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, don't lead her on, Zachary.
He definitely is leading her on because he kind of was like, don't worry, don't worry.
You got trust this. It. You got
this. Trust, like, trust me, trust me, trust me.
Trust
it. Yo, he's going to wreck her. Gonna
trust
wreck her.
Nobody.
No, especially Zach.
Especially not Zach. Yeah, all right. Fuck this guy.
Oh, man. All right. Then we go into Ariel's date. Ariel takes him to New York, which is my hometown. Well, not my hometown, but my backyard.
No, it's not.
It's my backyard. Come on, man. Yeah, it's right here.
Doesn't count.
It's right across the street, Jess.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But like, so she takes him to Washington Square Park, which I always go to. That's where the NYU IC is. The big Islamic Center is there. I always go there. McDougal. She takes him to all the places I've been to. I love it. And I'm like, okay, awesome. She takes him to Washington Square Park, where the little arc is, where the fountain is, where the people play chess. I love that park. That park is one of my favorite parks. It's so nice.
I play chess there.
Yeah. Central Park is too big. I'm like, Central Park is, this is a really small, nice park. I love it. It's a nice, nice park. And then McDougal Street's right there. They go to a pizza place called Benzie's Pizza, which I think they only filmed there because it was big enough to film. And they acted like it was really great. But they were right next to Artichoke, which is actually a really famous pizza place, and they didn't go there. And I think they just didn't have permission to film there. But she was like, yeah, this place is so great. I'm like, Artichoke's right there. Why would you go here? I don't know. It's kind of weird. But she takes them to a Jewish deli, and they have roast beef and tongue, I believe she said. I don't know if that was a joke or not.
I mean, tongue's common. Like, I've had lingua, which is beef tongue when tacos, so...
Oh, it's kind of, but yeah. And then she took them to a speakeasy. So New York does have these. They have a bunch. They have like ice cream shops and cafes. But if you say the secret word, they open up a like fake cabinet and you go downstairs and it's like a bar and they have these little speakeasies. And they actually have these in New York and they're really, really fun. And I've been to a bunch of times and you don't have to get alcohol. They have like mocktails and stuff sometimes too.
Wait,
throw that
is this
in there.
Not common in every city?
I don't know. Why do you guys have one too?
We have one. I mean, we have so many. I feel like I've been to a couple in LA. I've been to several in Chicago. Like, they're everywhere.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I just know the ones in New York. I don't know about the ones in Chicago or LA.
You gotta go travel more, my guy.
I've been to 34 countries. I'm going to other countries. I'm not like, I have my whole life to travel within the U.S. I'm trying to go out, you know. I went to Antarctica, goddammit. Don't tell me I haven't traveled.
Travel more, Neebs.
Have like you been to Antarctica? Have you climbed Kilimanjaro?
I have like, done exactly zero of those things.
It's like Avenue Q. There is life outside your apartment, Neebs.
All right. Then we get to meet her parents and her brother, and they put him in the hot seat. April, tell us about her family.
Oh my God, I loved her brother so much.
He called him out.
He called Zach out. He grilled him. He was so cutthroat, and I loved it.
He asked her like, "When is her birthday?" He's like, "I don't know." Like, what's her middle name? I don't know. So he's like, you're about to get married to somebody and you don't know their birthday or their middle name? And Zach like,
what is her astrology chart, Zach?
Did he really ask that?
No.
Oh, okay. I've been really impressed if he asked that.
No. I know. And then like he told
Ruby said tongues day.
Am I right? Am I right? Oh my God.
Just like in the Star Wars episode. Yeah.
That's so funny. All right. So her father asked, like, there's more women here. So, like, how sure are you about her? He's like, no, I'm very sure, but there are more women. And, you know, things change from week to week. So the dad goes,
oh, you jackass.
So the dad goes, how can I be 100% about you when you're only 25% for my daughter?
Good shit,
I was
Dad.
Like, good shit. His dad called him out, and he, I mean, eventually, I guess he kind of like gave in, and they kind of agreed. But their family was good. Their family was pretty good. So I kind of liked that date. April, what were your thoughts?
It was nice. It was sweet. I wanted more of the brother.
Yeah.
That's just me and my cruel psycho.
Okay.
I loved her dad. He just seemed
her,
so.
Her
sweet.
Dad was funny. Yeah. It was sweet. Very New York vibes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
Next, we have Charity's date. So Charity is like the one black girl that's left. And her family was very protective of her because, you know, we talked about in a few episodes ago how she had infidelity in her relationship and it was abusive. And it seems like it was really, really bad because her family kept bringing it up. And they're like, We remember how bad it was last time. And I feel like, yo, she must have gone through it. And when your family tells you and they're worried about you, about what you've gone through, whatever you've gone through must have been pretty bad. So, you know, that's just there talking to them. But one of the questions that her brother asked Charity, are you prepared to get your heart broken again? And she kind of breaks down and starts crying. It's tough, man. It's tough. April, what are your thoughts about Charity's family?
I also love Charity's family. I think they were both sweet and also protective, but not in the in-your-face sort of way like Ariel's brother was. I loved her brother. He asked tough questions, but it was out of love. And he did enough but still respected her choices, like if she was going to continue on. And that's one thing that Bobby lacked, where it's like, it gave the idea that Ariel's like, she doesn't know what she's doing. But
But
does she though?
Out of at everybody least... on here, I feel like Ariel knows what she's doing. Ariel's a smart cookie. And then Charity takes him to a country bar. They have some country dances. Charity's really into country dancing. Didn't know that, but she is from Columbus, Georgia. So makes sense. All right. Now is Katie's date, the last one on here. So their date, Jazz, is they go to grocery shopping and they go to IKEA and they make furniture. Oh, that was their date. Why are you sighing?
Because... Like, I feel like we've all done the IKEA date and all this. Like, it's overdone. It's overplayed. Like,
really?
Something that was cool 10 years ago. Like, this isn't something to do now.
Wait, what? I've never been on an IKEA date.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry, man.
I've been invited to people's house to make their furniture, but it wasn't like a date.
No, we I've been on a couple of IKEA dates, and I'm just like, okay.
I feel like I've been on someone else's IKEA date. Like, the guy couldn't figure it out, so they called me, and I did it. Because they're like, you're an engineer. Neve, why don't you come over and help? And I did, and I did it all by myself.
Well, they did other things. Got it.
Oh, man. Damn, Jess. Were you there? How'd you know?
I'm the guy that called you.
Damn you. All right. So they do this date. They go grocery shopping. They're building furniture. They're being cutesy. And the reason for that is because they both live in Austin. Jeff, they both live in the same city. That makes it very easy. She is very plug and play. She is
Katie lives in Austin?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
it's going to be hard.
Easy. No, that's too easy. It's going to be her. That's too easy.
Yeah. She's out there like Justin Timberlake. It's going to be me.
Yep. That's her. That's way too easy.
All right. And then she goes and we have the date with her family. April, what were your thoughts about her family?
I'm mad at producers.
Mm-hmm.
They put the goofy music over her mom.
Oh my God, I didn't even notice that. You're right.
I was so mad. I was like, is this really necessary? No, yeah. It's not.
Mm.
Like, and given Katie's family history, of course the mom is going to be playing both the mom part and the dad part because biological dad left immediately and then her stepdad also left. Yeah. So
I know your feels. I know your feels. Jazz, what are your thoughts? I know you didn't watch the episode, but you have basically got the summary of all four dates. What are your thoughts?
I mean, am I really surprised the Bachelor is misogynistic again? No, not at all. I've come to expect this from the show. The IKEA date, I can see it working. Like, it's cute for TV. People eat that shit up.
Mm.
Great. But that also tells me that it's probably not going to work out between them.
With Katie?
Oh, it's Katie that went on the IKEA date?
Yeah, Katie went on the IKEA date.
They went. God damn it! I hate the fact that she's from Austin because, like, that's like really tripping me up. I feel like just because she's from Austin, it's set in stone there. Like,
yeah. They never showed the furniture completed, so I don't even know if Zach finished it.
That also tracks. Zach probably didn't.
They should have invited me to fix it while they, you know, hook up, which apparently happens to me.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Neebs.
After furniture, I only did it once. You will know.
Oh my God. All right.
While you make the furniture, they break the furniture.
Whoa. Hi-yo. Oh, good one, Jazz. Good one. Oh, man. All right. So next thing, Zach needs advice. And of course, they bring in Sean Lowe, who is the last bachelor he's the only bachelor who got with his wife and stayed with her. He got with the girl he picked and stayed with her.
There was a success story?
There was one success story. One. And they brought him in to give him more advice. So he gives him some advice and he's like, you know,
More advice. That means he was in
the Yeah, he was in previous episodes too. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm clearly dumb because I do not remember this name at all.
Yeah. So, you know, he talks about some stuff, really generic stuff. I don't know anything he said made any sense. April, what are your thoughts about Sean Lowe?
I just love how Jazz said who?
Who?
Who? And her from Arrested Development. Him?
I don't watch the show. I truly have no idea.
No, I'm not laughing at you. It's just when you say a certain thing, it then triggers a memory of one of my favorite TV shows ever of all time.
Arrested Development is a great show.
It's a great show. Him? So great. Anyway, I could care less.
All right.
I didn't watch Shonda's season. Like, yeah.
No, I didn't either. All right, yeah. Jazz. The four girls are Ariel, Katie, Gabby, and Charity. Who do you think gets sent home?
I think the Austin girl wins it. So the other three.
No. They don't pick a winner yet. They only let one girl go, and three girls remain.
Is it the black girl that gets sent home?
Yes, Charity gets sent home. I know.
Called it. I know. Called it.
Listen, at least they waited till Black History Month was over, all right? So I was on a podcast earlier today with our friend JJ and Deja. And I was on their podcast, and they had a lot to say. So I am going to recap some of their quotes for later today because they had a lot to say.
Also, go check out their podcast because it'll be really funny too.
It's called Decoding Reality TV, or Decoding The Bachelor is what it's called. Mm. Yeah. So I was a surprise guest. But we're going to talk about it. So Charity gets to go home. And this is what happens. Zach walks her to a bench, says nothing. They sit down at the bench. She starts crying, says nothing for like a good 2 minutes. And on air, on TV, 2 minutes feels like forever. Like, guys, like, let's be quiet right now. That feels like that was 2 seconds. And it felt like forever on the radio, right? So imagine that, like, on TV, 2 minutes of silence while a girl is crying. It felt like forever. And like, he was trying to say something and she goes, it's okay. I know. She was trying to console him for breaking up with her. Wild. April, thoughts?
She deserves so much better. Truly. It's like, just say something, dude. I'm sorry. You're great. It's
not you. It's me.
It's not you. It's me. Just say something.
For like, it took him a while. But when he finally did say something, he says the very thing that almost every bachelor says. I can't give you the love you deserve. Like, cookie cutter.
Oh, instant. God damn.
This is the hardest decision I've made so far. Yeah, bro. No, like, they're all hard decisions. Obviously, you're at the final four. Next week, another decision is going to be even harder. So, who cares? I don't know. It was bad.
Poor Charity. Who was the girl in the beginning of the season that he like really connected with and like pretty much like
Catherine?
We knew?
Greer?
Okay, it was Catherine.
Yeah, I don't know. SPF girl or Jess.
I don't know. I feel like there was some girl in the very beginning. And ever since then, like, all the other girls meant nothing. And so you just kept sending them off, like, you know, here's a limo. Like,
yeah, I think that is Katie. I think Katie was one of his first dates.
Katie.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that the Austin girl?
Yeah. Yes,
that's the girl from Austin.
Well, that explains it.
Yep. All right. So that was the hometown days. Now we're going to get to the fun stuff. Because that was kind of depressing. The fun stuff!
How are we just going to say that? Oh, yeah, she cried for 2 minutes, then she tried to console him, and now we're going to move on.
I have so many notes.
Is that exactly what happened? Like,
that's exactly what happened. And then he put her in the limo and gave her a hug, and that was it.
Here's the limo!
I feel bad laughing so much. Like,
It's the deliriousness of being so tired.
It's so fucked up.
Oh, my God. All right. Listen, Jazz. So what the women tell all is they bring back all the girls and they seat them there and they basically get to hash out all the issues that they had throughout the show. But a few girls were missing. They didn't bring back Bailey and they didn't bring back our homie Lika.
Wait, who's Bailey?
Bailey was like some girl early in the beginning. He was the first girl that he kissed.
Oh, okay.
She got eliminated pretty early on. And Lika also did not get invited. And I feel like because she was talking shit about the show and the producers did not like her and decided not to invite her.
You know what? Lika, good for you, girl.
Yeah.
Like, honest to God, you are too good for this show. Like, cut your losses. Good for you.
Yep.
Keep talking everything. Good. I'm so happy for you, and I'm so proud that you had the courage to say the things that most other people will not say.
Yep, and there's another girl, Davia, who wrote a post. Like, I guess staying out of, staying true to yourself and not being in people's business disinvites you from the women's tell-all, because she didn't get to go either.
Wow.
Yeah, so there were at least three girls that were not invited, so I guess, like, production
they
did not like
things.
Them. Yeah, oh well.
You know what, girls? Y'all are amazing. You are all too good for Zach. Every single one of you.
Yeah.
I wish you the best in life. Thank you.
All right. So the first girl they go after is Christina Mendrell, the girl who was, help me, help me, help me, and crying on the stairs.
The staircase girl.
Yes, the staircase girl.
Yeah, so, okay.
They all go after her and tell her that, you know, you were sucking up all the energy in every room you were in, and you were very rude to Charity. I thought she handled it pretty well. A lot of people came to her defense, and it was a bit of a fight, but she kind of stayed out of it. And then she was like, I am glad you guys let me know this. I am going to be better. I thought she did a pretty decent job getting into more drama. April, what were your thoughts?
So first, I will say what she did to Charity at the group date, not acceptable. Mm-hmm. I have a theory, though. Mm-hmm. There was a rumor before the season started to air that someone was caught reading How to Win the Bachelor.
Yes.
And I think it was Christina.
Really? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. That sounds like it. Someone also said it was Gabby, though. So I don't know. Oh. I had a rumor that it was Gabby, but it could have been Christina. And that might be why she got let go so early.
Yes. Hello, Kitty. Yes. Okay.
Wasn't Gabby from last season?
No, that's a different Gabby. This is that was G-A-B-B-Y. This is G-A-B-I. Okay. It's Gabby with an I. Yeah. I know it can be confusing. But
it's very confusing when you don't see faces and you just hear these names every now and then.
Yeah. No. Gabby was the one who got that princess date where she got all the clothes and all the girls were super envious of her.
Oh, so the real winner. Got it.
The real facts. She's really the winner. Like Jimmy Choo shoes or Zach? Like what would you rather have?
No, she absolutely won.
I know.
You're telling me she got a shopping spree worth like several thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have to marry Zach. Dream come true.
Everything's coming up, Gabby. Yeah. She doesn't have to be with somebody who can't tell maple syrup from high corn syrup.
I still cannot believe he picked high fructose corn syrup.
Oh my god. So funny. All right. So that was it for the Christina drama. I thought there would be a lot more, but Christina did not put up much of a fight. She kind of just owned up to it and was like, okay.
Well, good for her. And yeah. What a pleasant change of pace.
And apparently her and Charity talked and apologized. So they kind of just set things straight already and were kind of cool. So that was interesting. Okay. But then the real drama started when they started talking about Anastasia. So if you remember Anastasia, she was a girl who...
The Austrian?
I think so. I think she was... No, that was Davia, I think. So Anastasia was the girl who basically... Remember when another girl, Kaylee, was like, hey, can I have him? Can I steal him for a minute? And she was like, no, I need more time. She goes, no, I don't... Come on, I don't really want to fight you. And then she went around telling people that she wanted to fight her, like physically fight her.
This doesn't ring a bell, but... That's hilarious.
So basically, one of my favorites, Genevieve, was kind of like, you know, she was like, that was kind of blown out of proportion. And Genevieve was like, no, because you use charged language about a black girl. And when you say like you're scared of them and they're going to physically fight you and then they're aggressive, those words hold a lot of meaning, and there is a lot of history that goes into that word and a lot of context that goes into that word. So they kind of told her off.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And then they got into a fight with her because they were like, she was a girl who was like, oh, by now we should have 50,000 followers. And then Zach was like, why are you talking about followers? Why are you talking about that? And then he eliminated and showed her the door. And they got into a fight with her because she was like, no, I wasn't talking about followers. This is my job. This is what I do. And I was just being transparent. And they were like, no, you only came here for followers because you have a boyfriend while you were on the show. And then she was like, no, I don't want. She was like, I didn't have a boyfriend. Then they were like, I have the receipts. Who was the person who was babysitting your dog? And she was like, my mom was babysitting. Like, no, I have the receipts. Who was the guy? And she was like, flustered. They like got her so good.
Damn, she had a boyfriend and she went on The Bachelor?
Yeah, she only went on The Bachelor for, you know, to get clout, and she had a boyfriend.
I can we bring the boyfriend on the podcast?
Ooh, maybe.
Boyfriend, we need to know.
Right, because he's not signed to a contract, right?
He's not signed to a contract.
Yo, we gotta get him. That'd be funny.
We need to know. All right, yes, we'll go through her pictures and find the guy with the dog. She might have erased him. Who knows?
Dang but, it.
April, what were your thoughts about Anastasia getting whooped?
So I wrote down all the black women and women of color practically doing the work for free.
True.
So if you haven't followed any of the women of color contestants from the season, please do so, because I'll add a little bit of money to their bank accounts. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Perfect. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. That was my thoughts.
Right. Okay.
Yep. And there was this one girl who wasn't even on the show. Like, I don't even remember her, Victoria. And she was talking mad shit. And like, Jack, this is what happens. These girls talk shit because the more shit you talk on Women Tell All, more likely you will be invited to Bachelor in Paradise. So Ooh. That's why they were all incentivized to talk shit.
Well, who do you think is going to make it to Bachelor in Paradise?
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. But okay. Victoria was like, you know, you just want to make viral TikTok so you can quit your 9-to-5. And I was like,
I mean, same.
Listen, as somebody with 140K followers, yo, it takes a lot to quit your job. The money is not there. It's a lot of work. It's not for me. And like, she didn't even get 50K followers. She got like 29K followers. So good luck, Anastasia. Good luck with that.
Good luck to you, girl.
Yep, yep. All right. So they did that. They talked about the whole microaggressions.
Oh, interesting.
About when, yeah, yeah. And then Kat and Charity got into a little bit of a fight. And what Kat did was that she made out with Zach right before Charity's date.
I remember that one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then Brooklyn was, you know, kind of defended Charity. Brooklyn was a girl's girl and kind of defended her. And I was on the show with JJ, and he was like, you know, this whole time I thought Brooklyn was like hardcore Republican, maybe a little like, you know, maybe a little on the racist side, but like, no, she's with the homies. She was supporting that charity. You're like, we love it. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what JJ said. And I thought that was really funny. But no, he talked about the whole cat thing and with Charity, and Brooklyn was talking about like, listen, I talked about your character, and if the boot fits, lace that shit up. She used that line again. And she was like, I don't make any apologies of it. She was like, you know, I am a person who believes like if you have classless actions, you know, that's your problem. And it was kind of like, and then Kat got really mad and she was talking. She's like, don't interrupt me. It was like really like, it was a cat fight. It was a cat fight. And little Jess is in the middle, like bite. Smiling. Like, can we just be kind to each other, guys? Like, it was so funny. April, what were your thoughts of like the Kat Charity Brooklyn debacle?
Oh my gosh. I love Brooklyn. I hope she's on Paradise. And it's just surprising that the way they have edited this season is that they are showing these moments of other women sticking up for black women, or, you know, vice versa. Like, it's not us against them. But when Kat said, don't interrupt me, it's like the way you interrupted Charity's one-on-one date in the first 2 minutes. Ooh. Girl, get over yourself.
Facts. Oh, my God. All right. Then the part where I got really confused, they brought Jess into the hot seat. And I didn't think she needed to be in the hot seat. Jess did nothing this entire season except wear body glitter. She's the girl that wore body glitter. And she was the girl who kind of young. She was like the youngest person in the house. And she was the person that was like, hey, I didn't get a one-on-one. And he was like, oh, you didn't get a one-on-one? Here's a limo.
I feel bad for laughing at that. Yeah. But like,
I did not feel the need to have Greer go up. Not Greer. We'll talk about Greer later. But I had no idea why they brought Jesse up there to talk, because she's so young and she didn't get a one-on-one and didn't really feel the need to address anything. I don't know. What are your thoughts, April, about Jess?
Jess's love language is quality time.
Yeah.
And that does not bode well in this sort of environment.
Oh, God, no.
Makes sense. And makes sense.
It still irks me how Zach was... obviously, he wasn't understanding what she was trying to get at. But then literally a week later saying, wow, like, I did a one-on-one with Ariel, and she's just so surprising. It's like, wow. So, like, having extra time with someone actually gives you the opportunity to get to know them.
You know what it is? Zach does not care. He just wants an out. So whenever a girl brings something up, he's like, okay, this is my excuse to get rid of her so I don't look like the bad guy. But all he does is look like the bad guy when he does that.
Every time.
And I'm now even more desperate to know what happened during that fantasy suite with Rachel.
Yes. Well, we'll talk about that. I think the reason he... All right, we'll talk about that in the previews because the previews dived into that. Next, Jeff, they brought out Greer. So Greer was the girl, you know, she got COVID.
She got COVID.
Right. And then she had the computer date where he was like, listen, your job is not as important as me finding my wife. So he kind of does that. But they also brought up her blackface controversy, which I did not think they were going to do that. I thought that was very unexpected, and I was like, wow, they brought her into the hot seats. They asked her about blackface. She said, yes, I had a friend and she did blackface and I defended it and it was racist and I should not have done that. And that person was racist and me defending it was racist. And then they brought out this like doctor who's like from a university and they hyped her up and said, you know, I sat down with her and like I did the research. I did this and that. It was a good apology. But I have thoughts and I want to get your
trick.
I have some thoughts and I'm going to go over some things that I said with JJ and his podcast. And I feel like, you know, comments from black people.
Yeah,
they have like really good thoughts that I didn't think of and I want to share them. But April, what are your thoughts about the apology stuff?
I mentioned this several weeks ago that this kind of apology is not mine to accept.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I too was stunned that they were actually addressing it, as well as I'm going to be really upset if, you know, obviously there's going to be more scandals, racial scandals in the future, right? Mm-hmm. Because this is The Bachelor.
Right.
So if they don't put that same amount of energy in future scandals,
right,
then like what Dr. Kira Banks said, it's all performative.
Right.
So and to top it all off, like once again, women are held to a higher standard than white men. Because Eric Shore always did literal blackface.
Yep.
And nothing was said of it.
Nothing. And she defended somebody for blackface. Yeah. And she got the hot seat. So, yeah.
And she was, I believe she was in high school when this happened. And she was stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that doesn't matter. But, like, listen.
I mean, if you're not 18, you don't go to sociology class in college. You don't really know anything.
I don't know. What her age was, I don't remember, but you know, it's still
something about that. That's why, yeah.
So I talked to JJ about this, right? And JJ said, "I don't buy it." And the reason he said he doesn't buy the reason he said he doesn't buy it, I never thought about it. But he said, like, there's been so many instances like this that people have learned the right things to say for these apologies. Like, ooh, they know what to do now. These things have happened so many times that people know the right things to say, right?
And was she too perfect with it?
She was. It was a very perfect apology, almost as if, like, it was everything she should have said. But, yeah, it felt scripted, right? And then there's something that I brought up to JJ, and that made him even stronger in his convention. Here's the thing. She was reposting a lot of people congratulating her for her apology. Right. And a lot of those people that were congratulating her for being brave and doing this apology were exactly what April said. They were people whose apology just was not to accept, right? I don't think I said that right. Basically, there were people who
weren't white.
Yeah, they weren't black. And it wasn't their apology to accept. So why is she reposting like these random bachelor pages that are hyping up her apology when it's not their apology to accept, right?
Facts.
So I brought that up to JJ and he goes, that's exactly what I feel. I feel like it's kind of performative. It's like, he's like, I don't care so much where like I am going to think about it after today. Like after today, I don't care. Like whatever, it's fine. But I also don't like buy it. And it's like, it's just whatever. It's his opinion. And I was like, makes sense. I would not have thought that. So I'm glad I was on his podcast earlier today and he dropped that knowledge on me. So
no, I mean, I agree with JJ because like the moment you told me the story, I was like, this is very theatrical. This doesn't feel authentic.
Like they brought in a doctor and they're doing a lot of stuff, right? Yeah.
Like why would you bring a PhD level doctor about this stuff? Like at that point, it's no longer about an apology. It's about proving a point and gaining something from it. So yeah. I didn't buy it. It felt like, too over the top.
Like they said all the right things, but you know, these things have happened so many times now that everybody knows how to say the right things. I did the research. I'm doing the work. Like these things are like, you know, people know what to say now. So I don't know. It's hard to find out what's authentic and what's not.
Mm-hmm. I will give her just a hint of credit where she did call it racist multiple times. Whereas Eric, even though he made an apology post, not once did he label blackface racist.
Right. Yeah.
So I'll just leave it at that.
And the doctor did say something that I thought was pretty cool. She said, you can't nice your way out of racism. So, like, I thought that was a pretty good callback. So I thought that was pretty good. So that was the main part of The Bachelor. And then they brought out Charity, who just got dumped last week. And, you know, she cried a little bit and talked about, you know, how, you know, she was face down in Zach's ass cheeks when they were doing like the freaking carry your wife thing and all this fun stuff that they were kind of doing. So she kind of, you know, did a heart to heart with Jesse and talk about how heartbroken she was and how she's getting stronger. April, what were your thoughts about Charity's hot seat?
Perfection.
Yeah, and she looked great too, right? She had the best outfit on.
Yes, it's like I don't look that good and I'm wearing makeup right now. No.
Yeah.
But no, I just think she's so lovely and sweet, and I also like really admire the work that she does. She's a child and family therapist, and working with children, I did it for 10 years and it can be really challenging at times, and some people are like, April, you should keep doing that kind of work. I'm like, no, it's so many, for me, it's so many personalities to keep track of in a therapeutic setting.
Yeah.
I do better with one-on-one. So
makes a lot of sense. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. All right. And Jad, they showed us a lot of behind the scenes stuff, which I feel like should have been in the show. It was very funny. The girls were doing like twerking lessons and
I need to see a video of this.
Yeah, I really think you do. I was like, Mercedes and Brianna, I believe, were twerking, and like they were like, there's isolation twerking. I didn't know what isolation twerking is. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? Yo, when they show her doing that, I was like blown away. I was like, what? And like it's so funny because all the white girls were like, what is that? Like, they were so amazed. It was hilarious. It was probably the funniest thing I have seen on The Bachelor. And it was like a deleted scene. I was like, what?
So funny. I understand why they can't show that. But like,
I mean, they just showed it today. I mean, the other day.
In a woman tell all, or in retrospect, like I can see why they would do it here and not in like the main show. Because I feel like if they did in the main part of the show, it would take away from Zach. Because let's be honest, no one's interested in Zach.
No.
So, less distractions for Zach.
One girl was twerking, and the white girl goes, "How do you not fart when you do that?"
You know what? That's a question I'm okay with someone asking. Like, it's so stupid that you know it's authentic and honest. And at that point, you just educate them.
Oh, man. All right. And then they play this game, which I thought was really fun. Basically, you put water in your mouth and like you go like this. All right? Mm-hmm. Like a bubble. And then what happens is, you play rock, paper, scissors. And if you lose, they slap you in the face with a tortilla.
Tortilla?
Tortilla. Tortilla. Tortilla.
Tortilla.
Tortilla. Tortilla. Tortilla.
It's like
you are offending my Tex-Mex culture.
I'm sorry. I'm from New York.
It's like the grandmother from Napoleon Dynamite. Gosh dang it, Napoleon, just make yourself a darn quesadilla.
English is my second language, guys.
This is Spanish. Goddamn New Yorkers.
Oh my god. Listen, I don't cook and I don't speak Spanish, so leave me
alone.
You also
don't clean.
I don't cook. I don't clean. Let me tell you how I got these rings. Gobble it, wobble it.
I feel like it was appropriate to mention that since we're talking about twerking so much.
Oh, my God. All right. It's a fun game. I want to play that. It looks fun, though.
It is fun.
Yeah. All right. And then I have, let's see. All the girls do a group hug. And there was a few cool behind the scenes stuff. Like this one girl, I believe they were talking about going to the bathroom. Would you ever go to the bathroom if you were on a date with a guy? Jazz, going number two. You were on a date with the girl and you're at a restaurant and you had to go number two, how do you do it?
You just go do it.
Right? So girls don't do that. So
do they hold it?
They'll go to the bathroom and they come back and they'll make up a story. They'll be like, "Oh man, that line was so long." But really, they were dropping battleships.
I can't get over what you just said. But also, I can't believe that to make up these stories, like, bro, everybody poops. It's
girls don't poop and they don't fart. They only twerk.
Apparently, like.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. I thought that part was funny. April, no comment? Or
being in your early 20s, you're trying to figure out the dating game. And
yeah. Listen. There's a time I couldn't poop at work, man. I couldn't poop anywhere except for my house. So, hey, man, you got to do what you got to do. First time you get diarrhea, that all goes away. You're like, all right.
Your fear's gone.
Your fear's gone.
Here's the limo.
Yeah. Here's the limo. Put a toilet in it.
You go in the limo.
Oh, man. All right.
Deserves it. You go in the limo.
They did some more behind the scenes stuff. I found out what a farmer's blow is. Did you know what a farmer's blow is?
I do not know. Please enlighten me.
So a farmer's blow is like when you have like something up your nose or you have like a snotty nose, you hold one nostril and just launch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shoot the boogers out with the other one. So like it's called a farmer's blow.
Okay. Yeah. I never knew the term for that, but okay, good to know.
No. And then there's another one where the girls are talking about something serious, and there's one girl in the corner just having hiccups going, like they're ruining all their shots. That was so funny.
And, oh, that's amazing. I love that.
And there was another one when they were in the Bahamas. There was a big-ass tarantula there, and they all just like ran. And it was like a real tarantula, like not like a small spider, like legit tarantula.
But I mean, it's not going to do anything to you, so.
A tarantula is not poisonous?
Most of them, I mean, that one maybe, but tarantulas are relatively harmless. If you don't attack them, they're not going to attack you.
I know the black widow is dangerous.
Yes.
That one. Dun, dun, dun. And, there were some errors by Zach, but, like, I don't really blame him because I know nothing about alcohol. But he was like, oh, yeah, there's this wine, and it's so good. But, like, it's got a weird name. It's called mold wine. And, like, I don't know. It doesn't taste moldy. And it was mold wine. M-U-L-L-E-D. Not mold. M-O-L-D.
As someone who doesn't drink, I'm like, huh.
I would make that mistake. Thing. I feel like as someone who doesn't drink, I would totally make that mistake, too.
Yeah, because, like, you know, kombucha's moldy-ass tea. So I'm like, all right, I'm pretty sure that's some moldy-ass wine. Like, that makes sense.
I don't know. April, what are your thoughts?
As our resident I'm gonna get drinker. So much hate for that kombucha comment.
I wrote down what he said, mold wine, and then I corrected the spelling, mold wine. Yeah. I wrote down, sir, you willingly put mustard on your pancakes.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. Jazz, they talk about the weird things that he does. He puts mustard on his pancake, and there was another thing he did. There was another thing he did that was weird too. Mustard on his pancake, and something else. Oh my god, I forgot.
Oh no,
mustard on the pancake is weird, bro.
This guy's a psychopath.
Yo, that is unhinged behavior. Mm-mm. Mustard on your pancakes.
There are very few things I will judge a guy for, and I know I've been shitting on Zach the entire time. This whole season, but this is where I draw the line.
I know.
Mustard on pancakes? Fuck this guy.
That's so gross.
He does not deserve to live.
The only thing I use mustard for is pretzels. The big ass pretzels.
What?
About it. That's the only thing I have in mustard. Pretzels. Never had pretzels with mustard. Pretzels, the big pretzels.
Oh yeah, no, the big ginormous smooth
eater. The Andy Ann pretzels.
I've only done mustard on hot dogs, and I generally do not like mustard to begin with. So
I like honey mustard. Honey mustard is good.
Mm-hmm. I'm just not a fan of mustard, man.
Really?
I honey like mustard Dijon. Is
so good.
I don't like pickles. I don't like vinegar. I don't like mustard. Just, really? I don't like the sour taste. I just don't.
Interesting,
Jazz. Interesting. Mm-hmm. We learned something new. All right. And then, Jazz, this is where we end on a high note.
Oh, yay!
We end on a high note. So I thought the next Bachelorette was going to be Brooklyn. She got a great edit. She was standing up for people. She's very marketable. But I was pleasantly surprised because our new Bachelor is Charity.
What?
Yes.
What?
Charity is the Bachelorette.
Oh shit!
And what they did was, they did it in such a good way. Like, this was so cool. So they were like, "We're going to surprise someone, and they're going to be the Bachelorette right now." But right now, she thinks that we're filming some behind the scenes stuff. So they go in, and they do a flashcard thing with her, and they're like, "Oh, this is for our TikTok or whatever, right?" And they were like, I don't know. They did something like, you know, they're like mustard or ketchup and this and that and this and that. And one of the questions was Bachelor in Paradise, the Bachelorette. And she goes, the Bachelorette. And then he goes, do you want to? And she's like, what? He's like,
oh, that's
do you want to be the Bachelorette? And she's like, no. And he's like, yes, you're the Bachelorette. Do you want to be the Bachelorette?
That's so cool.
She starts crying. She calls her mom. It was really good.
Okay, good. Oh, no. The ratings are going to go so down next season.
I guess.
I have
don't know.
No we'll faith see. In America.
I don't know. Well, you know what, man? Like,
no, I think a lot of great for us. Yeah, I love it's going to be amazing for a new group of people to watch the show. So I'm hyped now.
I'm hyped, man. I'm excited. So I am really, really hoping Charity has a great season because she deserves it. She is a gem. Love her. And
she was the girl who got eliminated first, right?
Of the four, yeah. She got eliminated this week, yeah.
Cool. Just making sure I have the right person in my mind. Yes. Because I really don't know.
Yeah. No, very true. Very true, man. I was super happy. I have no complaints, man. I'm super happy about this.
I'm happy.
I did not think they were going to pick another black girl for, like, years after, like, you know, the stuff that happened. I thought they were going back to formula, going back to plain old white people, and doing the whole, like, you know, the Southern, what are they called? The pageant queens, the pageant girls. I thought they were going to go back to that. But no, they wow. surprised us. They
Katie
surprised
was
us.
Right.
What did Katie say?
Katie Heaney from our episode last
what
week.
What did she say?
She said it was going to be charity.
Ooh, good for her.
Yeah, she was right. She was spot on.
Damn, she picked the right one early.
Yeah.
All right, wow.
Good shit, Katie. If you're listening to this, shout out to you for being correct last week.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what, Jazz? You know what I forgot? We stopped doing the SAT words.
I remembered it like 10 minutes ago. I'm like, it's too late.
Oh, my God. All right.
That's what you were... Okay, got it. I saw the excitement, and I'm like, oh, well, okay, rip.
Well, we'll do it for the next thing. We'll do it for the finale. Next okay. week is the finale, so we'll do it for that.
Okay, it's you gotta go through...
Go through what? Yeah,
you gotta go through the whole deck and pick, like, the hardest word possible.
Okay. We'll do for next week. All right.
Dude, I'm trying to finish my master's degree.
Nah, sucks. Ruby's in the comments saying mustard is for deviled eggs. Mm. Other than that, I am anti-condiments too, Jazz. Yes, thank you.
Fair.
Mm. Fair. I like ketchup with, like, fries. I like steak sauce. I like, I don't know, barbecue sauce. Those are all good.
Yeah, see, steak sauce I could never do because I feel like sauce should never go on a steak.
So is steak sauce for steak? I use steak sauce for, like, steak sandwiches, not for steaks.
Okay, that's appropriate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some people are crazy. They like steak well done with steak sauce. So, I mean, what do I know?
Yeah, yeah. Listen, some people just need to grow out of that. I feel like sometimes people come from a culture, they don't understand that, like, the red part in the meat is not blood. It doesn't mean.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it freaks people out. But it is what it is. And listen, April, thank you again for joining us. We'd love to have you here, and we're so glad that you are old. You know, you're healing and you're better. And mm-hmm. shout out to your husband, man. I feel bad that he's got the broken ribs. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this podcast because that'll make him laugh. And that's the worst. When you have broken ribs and you laugh, oh my God, yeah. It's the worst.
I told him earlier before we started to record that if I say Zach a lot because that's his name, we're not talking about you. We're talking
his name
about
is Zach.
And he's like, you're lying. You're making fun of me.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, Zach.
That's got to be so triggering because all we did is talk smack about Zach. Poor guy. All right. Well, so thank great. You so Well, thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, guys, salam nerd.
Peace.